Morning, James. How are you going?
Michael, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Gee, I'm looking forward to this race. The Flying Nature Strip and Osborne Bulls. Both have had gear changes. Punters have got it down to a two-horse race. It looks like it's going to be a fascinating affair. How's the bull going?
Yeah, he's going really well. And I can foresee that there'll be plenty of pressure in this Durbin 10,000. That should set up nicely for a backmarker like Osborne Bulls to run his best race, and there are a few other interesting horses engaged in the race too. You know, Champagne Cuddles was going well this time 12 months ago, and he's a three-year-old in the race. So, look, we're very pleased with Osborne Bulls. He's fifth up for the campaign. He's been consistently attacking the line in all four runs at Group 1 level, so there's no denying the form. And it ties in nicely with the favourite having gone to the line pretty close to Pierrata, his past couple, who was just narrowly touched off by Nature's Strip, who held on to win the Galaxy.
You've decided to put the blinkers on for the first time on Saturday. Why have you decided to do that?
Well, we think he's ready for the blinkers now. But, look, he's just been in a couple of races the last two where he's gone had to go to the inside. And Both times our rider would have preferred to have drawn a position where he could have got to the outside and he might have found a little bit more. It'll be interesting to see what effect they might have on him tomorrow. But importantly, I think you could expect to see Osborne Bulls hitting the line once again. And it'd be great to see if he could throw down the gauntlet and be up there capable of delivering the killer punch in the Group 1.
Well, you've drawn the inside again. We've got Kara McAvoy on because Huey's having his break. What will the tactics be on Saturday? Will he get as far back as what he has previously with the blinkers on, or could he sit midfield?
I'd say that he doesn't want to get carried away, having finally found a 1,200-metre weight-for-age sprint race with a lot of pressure in it. You know, looks to have set up well for a backmarker. With that sort of pace engaged, I'm a Ripper doesn't need to be far away and often wants to be right there. But Nature Strip has a way of wanting to take control of the race regardless of what his rider wants. So I don't think that we need to be in a hurry to want to be punching up and being closer from the barrier if we finally found a race to suit.
He's had four Group 1 seconds, so frustrating this time in. But, gee, he races so consistently, as he said. He's only missed a place once, but he's almost become a little maligned from punters because he hasn't had a win. How unfair do you think that is? And are you confident he can get the Group 1 tomorrow?
Well, I'm not confident he's going to get a Group 1 because you have to have complete respect for the opposition and also the effort, the supreme effort it takes for a horse to get up and win a Group 1. They just don't give them out. And if anything, Osborne Bulls has reminded us of the lesson of how hard it is to win a Group 1. He's been well placed in four of them this preparation, and he's met one better on each occasion. Am I confident he has what it takes? Well, if you look through the record this preparation, you can see that he's beaten Sunlight and In Her Time. Beaten Santa Ana Lane and he's beaten Pierrata, you know, so he's got what it takes to beat those horses, and he needs to rise to the Group 1 occasion on the day. But I do feel for people who put their hard earned on him, because I don't have to back Osborne Bulls, and I can't know exactly how it feels from that perspective, but I can tell you he'll be trying his best, and we've got him as well as we can have him fifth up in the preparation in a race that suits him perfectly. That'll hopefully set him up beautifully for big targets later on in the year.
What's your assessment of Nature Strip and a 1,200 metres? What's your gut feel? Do you think he will run a strong 1,200, or is he going to be vulnerable?
Well, he's very fast, and he's been capable of throwing in big performances on the way through. Respected Group 1 winner. He had to fight hard on that rain-affected track last time, where it would have been very easy for him to fold up quicker than he did. So my respect for him as a Group 1 winner is he's up there. He's a deserving favourite, and it'll be up to Osborne Bulls to rise to the challenge to knock him off.
Well, it's going to be a classic race. When you say larger targets in the coming year, are you talking Everest-type races? What are you thinking with Osborne Bull?
Well, he ran third in the Everest last year, and he's been lightly raced since then. We resisted the temptation to run him as a favourite in the winter bottom after winning the straight on Derby Day, put him in the paddock and rewarded him. He's set to have his fifth run of the campaign tomorrow, and I could see that he'd be capable of lining up in the Everest if he was lucky enough to garner the support of a slot holder, and he would also be a big chance of finding himself up the straight in the VRC sprint on the end of the carnival in Melbourne as well. He's seasoned enough to those races now. Well, he's seasoned enough for the VRC sprint, that's for sure. We resisted the temptation to back him up in that race too in the spring. So I'd say that for a horse who's fit and well and who hasn't been forced to run in everything, he's definitely capable of coming up again strongly next time.
You've got Multaja, who's been travelling really well since joining the stable. It looks another nice race for her in the Queensland Day Stakes.
Perfect race for her, back to set weights against the three-year-olds. And she just needs to be capable of performing strongly 2 weeks between runs, almost like a bit of a backup for that silly. And she'd be very difficult to hold out. I think she's in excellent form.
Got an interesting runner at Caulfield in the feature, the Valet Redoute's Choice for the two-year-olds, a listed race. First starter, you must have a bit of an opinion to have a crack at a listed race, high-low. And I see that you took the galloper to Caulfield for a little jump out on Tuesday.
Yeah, so he's had a little bit of extra experience, and he's not a heavy colt, but he looks well. He'll lack for a bit of experience, but he's got the advantage of not only Craig, who knows the horse nicely now, having gotten him to jump out well, but he's also got the advantage of that inside barrier to help him. You've got to be impressed with the filly that won up the straight at Flemington last week, who's on the back up. I think she'll be strong, and the form from the newly minted Showdown comes into this race too. So. I think he's a small chance.
Just a small chance. He's second favourite.
I see that. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of respect for the unknown, perhaps. But those horses do have the race experience and strong performances in those races that I mentioned.
Gee, it's a big weekend locally as well, because we've got the Darley Cup. The Darley Scone Cup today, and you've got a very nice chance in that race, and it'd be a target race, wouldn't it, for yourself to try and win the home cup for Darley?
Yeah, we're on our way to Scone now, so the Darley Scone Cup will be a bit of fun, and always is every year, and Duke of Valentinois has a bit of a pattern of bobbing up this time of the year. He's run first and second in that race the past 2 years, and we've got him there second up after running on strongly fresh up at the final race of the Randwick Carnival a couple of weeks ago, and we resisted the urge to run him in a pretty winnable listed race last weekend at the Gold Coast. So I think he'll lob into a nice position, and he'll enjoy getting an opportunity to perform again in a race he's performed so strongly in the past couple of years.
Yeah, it'll be hard to beat Duke of Valentinois. It's the two-day carnival. You've got a host of runners tomorrow there as well, including Trekking and the Luskin Star. Gee, it was a good win last start. And Savitiano goes around in the Dark Jewel Classic. Who do you think's your best tomorrow?
Oh, I think the best tomorrow would probably be if we can get a dry track, that horse you mentioned, Trekking. But on account of the fact that it's still soft five today, and we'd have to have a good look at how it's playing. I'd be keeping your eye on that horse, Viridine. His run was good in the four mark behind his stablemate Trekking there, and he's time to finish a little closer. I'd say with the pace on back to 1,100 metres, he's going to be very hard to hold out.
You're a good judge, James. If you're going to leave our listeners with one to back from Godolphin over the weekend, who would it be?
There's a few there, so if you're a fan of any of them, I wouldn't be expecting them to let you down. But I follow Osborne Bulls again. You're trying to wind me up. The punter's getting off him, so I might as well be long on that horse.
Get on the bull. We love it. Good luck, James, for the weekend.
All right. It's always a pleasure with you, Michael.